Second Step. I'm John Johnson. We'll tell you all about it next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the Armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
For a long time, we've talked about the four S's that make high school sports different. Sportsmanship, safety, scholarship in the classroom, and a sane scope for these games. Safety has moved into the forefront in different ways lately, and the MHSAA has been engaged in an ongoing plan to make our kids' after-school activities safer than ever before. At its annual meeting early in December, the MHSAA's legislative body, the 19-member Representative Council, took its second safety step by requiring that all high school varsity head coaches have a current CPR certification beginning with the 2015-16 school year. This action follows a requirement effective next year that all coaches, varsity and sub-varsity, head coaches and assistants, complete the same rules and risk minimization meeting requirements as head varsity coaches before they can begin their duties. Coming up later this year, the council will vote in March on a proposal requiring anyone hired for the first time as a varsity head coach after July 31, 2016, to have gone through a level of the MHSAA's Coaches Advancement Program. This preparation of coaches is part of a Four Thrust for 4 Years plan to bring Michigan to the center nationally in terms of best practices being used to promote the health and safety of young people. The first thrust was the heat and humidity policies adopted in time for the current school year. Coaches' education is the second, and the last two focus on things that can be done to improve acclimatization and reduce head trauma in practice and game situations. Some may ask if too much is being required on a statewide basis of coaches, but it wouldn't have happened if so many schools hadn't done it individually on the local level in the first place. Right now, the level of training that too many people bring into the gym to teach our kids with regard to health and safety is so low that it would be indefensible in a court of law if something happened to a youngster. And really, isn't the health and well-being of our kids more important than wins and losses and the pipe dream of those stupid college scholarships that 1% of the participants get? Too many people complain that Michigan is falling behind other states in school sports, but they look at those measuring sticks I just referenced, not whether or not we provide a healthy, safe environment for these games to take place in. This is an area where local control finally hasn't cut it, and it's necessary for the school's statewide association to step in. Back with more in a moment.
Your dreams during the off-season of athletic success next year starts by staying active. Get up, get active, and leave those other dreams on the couch. Play means preparation lasts all year. Learn more at the MHSAA website. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
The third annual Battle of the Fans will again recognize the top high school student cheering section in the state. Schools have from now until January 11th to submit their entry videos on YouTube. More information about the Battle of the Fans 3 can be found by visiting the MHSAA website. And join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.